What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Speaking of Kirby Smart, way to do that for me. So he had his first presser because camp kicked off yesterday. But hey, the steakhouse is out in Athens today, aren't they?
Not only are they out in Athens, but they are going to have the man, the myth, the legend himself, Kirby Smart, on after practice today. A couple of players as well.
Josh Brooks, I think Mike Bobo.
KJ Bolden,
some players. Not only, but it's not just the steakhouse. It's like the entirety of the steakhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
every
it's not just Steak and Rusty or Steak and Sandra or Steak and Drew, or, you know, when Steak's on a, you know, month hiatus and, you know, and touring the world, and it's like Drew and Sandra. It's Steak, Rusty, Drew, and Sandra all there together with our boy G Money, Gordon Robinson Engineering. And then they'll have Kirby stop by. They'll have Josh Brooks, the AD, stop by. They'll have, I think, Mike Bobo's there. So everybody's there.
My wife blowing up my phone now. Absolutely not on MGK. Hard no. Hard pass.
Did you?
And yes, I'm
sorry,
listening.
Sorry, Lindsay. Sorry.
Was she listening yesterday at any point?
I hope not. She's got her hands full with the kids. Just go. You're all right. You don't need to listen to yesterday. You don't need to.
We'll definitely check out the steakhouse after we finish up today, because it's going to be a big show out in Athens. But speaking of Kirby, you know, he's going into year 10. So he was talking yesterday about keeping the message fresh.
Well, the message is fresh because it's a new team. And, you know, when you have new team, you have new ears and you got new guys. I mean, we talked about it before. I think we've got 40 or 50 guys right around, maybe just completely new, first or second year. So I don't think you have to worry about your message staying fresh when you have the turnover you have, but you got to keep your message fresh based on what's changing in college football and offensively and defensively, schemes, things people are doing outside of it, and just the demands you have. So our coaches do a great job of changing things up, and I'll do the same with our guys.
Yeah, I just can't give enough credit to Kirby Smart, because, look, you know, I think to a lesser extent, we used to talk about Nick Saban where it's like, man, you know, he's dealing with these offensive changes or these rule changes and things like that. What Nick Saban dealt with over the course of his career at Alabama has been nothing compared to what Kirby Smart's dealt with over the last 10 years in terms of the way college football has changed. It's insane. And for him to still keep that same fire, I mean, we've seen guys like, let's just call it Gus Malzahn, Chip Kelly, guys like that have completely bowed out of head coaching because of the changes that have happened in college football. But Kirby always keeps his eye on the ball and is like, talking about the on-field challenges and things like that. You got to love that answer kind of rolling off his tongue, because it's always about the players, always about the program, and it's always about keeping his focus in the right spot.
Kirby is just – it's going to sound funny. He's like he's on autopilot with these answers. And what I mean is like – it's like a ChatGPT answer. Like, he knows exactly what to say. He knows exactly the tone to say it. And he knows how to handle like these press conferences. He's so impressive in. Saban would always Saban would have like a once a year blow up where he would lose his mind. He would yell at a Coke bottle or talk about rat poison, which apparently Kyle Pitts has now adopted that saying. He just like would do all these but Kirby never has that moment. Never. He never goes off script. I'm actually impressed by it.
Like, it is. It's awesome.
I mean, and I don't mean it in a negative
slight
way.
Slight amount of jealousy, I mean, to be honest.
But it's impressive, and everything he says right, and more than ever. Yeah, it's you know why the message doesn't get sell? Because, well, how many players do they have? 85 scholarship. Well, I guess now that's changing, but it was 85 and like 115 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You think maybe, is it fair to say that 55 are brand new?
I think it's more than that.
Yeah. But so that because of NIL, transfer portal, everything's flipping over. You lose players anyways as they age out. And so he's dead on with his answer that brand new team. I mean, and the guys that are still here, they want to be here. They're bought into that message. So no, it's not getting stale with them.
Yeah, that'll be so exciting to hear him jump on with the Steakhouse later on today, man. It is a Georgia Pack show. For the Steakhouse down there in Athens at Grindhouse. But for right now, let's go ahead and hit this. As a reminder before Miss Allie jumps off with Fair Foul Friday, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Can wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Go ahead.
All right. It is Fair Foul Friday, so you guys will debate these questions, these statements. Fair or foul? The Braves didn't do enough at the trade deadline. Mike, you're up first.
It's a good time to remind you we have Grant McCall at 8:20 today. No, fair, and I know that we have different ways of thinking about this, but I'm going to say fair. There's just you didn't get a return on anything, and right now your roster looks pretty much exactly like it did this year.
That's so false. They got Jim Jarvis, man.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, so they got Nacho Alvarez 2.0, so that's cool.
Can't forget about Tyler Kinley either.
No. Yeah, he pitched last night, threw an inning.
That's right. That's right.
So did Dunning. Well, he didn't throw an inning because it was 0.0 innings because he didn't get an out, but he gave up 5 earned. So
and how can we forget about Carlos Carrasco's
performance? Well, hold on.
That's a good point. I mean, he actually did pitch well.
He gave you a quality start. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
But is Carlos Carrasco going to be part of your rotation?
Yeah,
next year?
He's going to be Jesse Chavez 2.0.
Yeah, he's not going to be part of your rotation. That's my thing.
38-year-old guy that could come in and throw you 6 innings off
All right, man. Now, I'm going to say it's fair. They didn't do enough.
Okay.
Yes, it's fair, but to that point, it's also foul, because I don't know what they were supposed to do. I understand the sentiment to move on from a couple of guys in a salary dump. However, you can't force people to give you something for nothing, and that's what they would have been doing. That's what they were asking. I don't know what Alex is. I heard some of his stuff. I didn't hear all of it, but I don't know what he was offered. But I mean, you're not just there's the salary dump doesn't work for the Braves. They're expiring contracts. There's no salary cap. It's not like with the Falcons right now, Mike and Allie, if they were to trade somebody at the trade deadline that had like $8 million left on their contract, there would be $8 million that they could roll over next year. That ain't the case here.
Okay, fair or foul? Bo, I'm going to let you handle this one first so you can defend yourself. Wearing a hoodie at Falcons training camp when the feels like temp is 102.
Here it comes. It was a pullover.
Completely normal.
It was a t-shirt hoodie pullover. very thin. And there is a method to the madness. You get a good lather up, and then when there is a breeze, it is at Flower Branch where it's located, and it's a cooling process. However, the only problem with that was for some reason I couldn't sweat yesterday.
Yeah,
which is weird because I think I might have been dehydrated at camp.
You're a vampire.
Allie, let's just give him credit that he hasn't pulled the hood over his ears in the last couple weeks.
This is true.
I'm going to put a whiteboard in here. 0 days since Bo put his hood up and was upset about something.
That doesn't always mean I'm upset. Sometimes it's chilly in here, and I do that.
Right, yeah, same.
And it's 77 degrees, Dylan, so you might want to look at that air. It's like somebody broke it again.
All right, fair or foul, we talked yesterday about how it's not cool to ask someone if they're on Ozempic. Is it fair or foul to ask someone their age? Mike?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I've never asked you your age.
No.
Okay, I thought that felt targeted. No. I was like, no.
No, I did work for a company, though, that would shoot out the contact list, and it would have years on it. I was like, whoa, calm down there.
I'm going to split this one. Fair for guys, not fair for girls. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any bones about asking Bo how old he is.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I've done it on this show on his birthday.
When you didn't acknowledge that it was my birthday.
His birthday. What are you, 42 now? Yeah, happy birthday.
he was so confused.
Not follow up with happy birthday. I am going to say that I live in 2025, and I'm all for equal everything. And so, yeah, you can ask anybody their age if you want. I mean, I don't know why you can get offended.
I definitely thought you were going to say, no, you can't ask anybody their age.
You're normally very traditional when it comes to, like, you have to ask the dad for permission.
Well, I'm just going to go outside because, I mean, this really, we getting upset about age these days. I mean, why are you ashamed of your age? What does it matter? This doesn't mean you're being called old. Although someone did ask me your age this week, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. She's anywhere from like 30 to 40.
Yeah.
I was like,
I genuinely do not know.
I followed up with, I know that she's more than a couple years younger than me. So I don't know. I played it so I am not going there.
You're only as old as you feel. So I'm 25. All right. Fair or foul? Bo will travel to Berlin with the Falcons before Dylan can remove that duct tape from his bumper.
Yes, I love these weekly questions. That is 100% fair. Like, that game is coming up pretty soon. We're, what, 2 months away from the Berlin game?
Dylan said it would be fixed in a month, though.
No, I don't believe him.
He said that.
I don't believe you. I'm going to say it's fair. Bo's going to Germany way before we get the duct tape off of Dylan's car.
Yeah, I think I'm with Mike. Fair.
It's foul. It's going to be fixed.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways,
I'll prove it with my actions, not my words.
Do you have a date?
I don't have a date, but I just know it'll be fixed before then.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Okay.
I'm getting too much heat.
All right. One last quick one. Genuinely, because I'm curious. Is it fair or foul to wear a jersey of a team that isn't even playing at the game you're attending? Like Savannah Bananas jerseys. Ooh, they're always worn at Braves.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm so banned. There's no way this is a quick one for me. It's absolutely foul to wear a random team's jersey to, I don't know, say a Falcons-Lions game. It's so weird. It doesn't even make sense. You can wear throwbacks of players that don't play in the game. That's totally fine. But you can't wear, like, a Pirates jersey to a Braves-Dodgers game. That's just, why? Why would you even think that's cool?
Jersey foul, maybe a polo, like with a little logo, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm all right with that. But the jersey, yes.
I think we've been very open with the fact that we're not like some people in radio and want to criticize people for wearing jerseys. That's not us, okay? We're pro be you. I just think it's weird if you wear a team that's not playing. Like, I used to show up to games and be like a Brett Favre Packers jersey, and it's like Falcon Saints. Right? I mean, this is weird.
Yeah, it just makes you feel like, did you know where you were going? Did you know?
Yeah. Are you like trying to make some kind of stance? Like, are you protesting this game by showing up in another team's jersey and watching
it? What's going on?
Well, I am so curious to see when Dylan does actually fix his car. That is yet to be seen. Coming up next, though, it is the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. This is your chance to ask questions via Twitter, call in. Who controls the aux cord in your house and your car? Apparently, James Pierce Jr. is handling that at Falcons training camp. That's a big deal because he's a rookie. You can also air out your grievances when it comes to the trade deadline. Do the Braves do enough, in your opinion? 404-726-0929 or on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. We are taking your calls next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.